This is Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 869.
60 Plus is brought to you by Methodist Homes for the Aged. Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to 60 Plus on this wonderfully hot summer's Thursday afternoon. My name is Kelvin Glenn. I'm your host for today. We're flying solo today, listeners. Unfortunately, my guest, Dr. Ryan Fuller, who was due to be with me in studio today, has had a crisis and cannot make the show. So we'll be doing a solo show today. We'll be talking about everything retirement and retirement villages. And I do hope that we can keep you listening and excited about all things retirement during the next half hour. So please, listeners, feel free to phone us on 011-880-5839 if you have any questions relevant to retirement homes or old age home facilities that I can answer for you and give you advice on air. That number again, 011-880-5839. So listeners, we've had various guests on the show talking about various aspects of retirement. And I think the biggest challenges for folks when they get to retirement age is the hurdle of making that right decision. We all hold on until the absolute last minute. And at Methodist Homes for the Aged, we often find that many of the time, the residents that want to move into one of our facilities leave it till the last minute or until it's too late. So one needs to start talking about retirement and planning for your retirement, as well as where you'll be living many, many years ahead of when you actually want to move. So what goes into deciding where to live and what best suits your needs? We've said before on the show, the first thing is to start having the discussion with your family. It's very important that you have a discussion with your family way in advance to make sure that you've made the right decision. And the right decision is not always necessarily living closest to your children or closest to your loved ones, because often what we find is that residents will move into a retirement village and then unfortunately their children are transferred or decide to move, and then they are stuck in a situation where they're not living close to their loved ones. So retirement does not mean giving up. It does not mean the end of the road. It does not mean becoming lazy. It does not mean sitting and doing nothing. Retirement should be about those dreams that you've always wanted to do, living comfortably, being happy, being safe, being secure, being in an environment that is going to enable you to live your life to the fullest with as much support as you need it as and when you need it. When we talk about support, it's not only physical, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it is making sure that all your needs can be met so that you can live your retirement to its fullest and have a wonderful, happy life in your retirement years for you and your loved one. Often the mistake that listeners will make when they're deciding on where to live is that they base it on face value. And a retirement village can look like it's a great facility, and on face value it can look like it's got all the bells and whistles and looks fantastic. But you've got to make sure that the quality of care is there and that there is a balanced program that is going to meet your needs. What do we talk about when we say a balanced program? We talk about activities in retirement centers and activities for the elderly. Because our biggest concern is that you've spent your entire life from preschool to the date of your retirement learning, having a structured program, whether it's at school, university, working, bringing up families, meeting all those goals and those needs, making sure you're financially secure, looking after your family and loved ones, and then boom, the day comes and you've got nothing to do. And we find that this can be extremely dangerous for elderly folk if they've had a very busy life and suddenly they've got nothing to do. So the retirement center you choose must really speak to your needs and make sure that whatever your needs are or whatever you decide on or you enjoy doing, it can meet those needs. Obviously, for the retirement centre, it is difficult because we can never meet everybody's needs. But if you enjoy arts and crafts and needlework and hobbies, then you need to make sure there's activities that is going to feed your soul for that. If you're a very spiritual person and look for Bible study and church services and chapel and facilities that will take you to church so you can get involved in your church services, and you can have Bible study with other residents and keep your spirituality alive, you have to make sure it meets that need. If you're a lot more physical person, there's a lot of retirement centers that have bowling alleys, that have walking parks, that have walking tracks, that have gymnasiums where you can cycle or you can walk on a treadmill. If you've been a very physically active person throughout your whole life and suddenly now you don't have that facility, you know, that could lead to a lot of challenges and can also lead to you getting mentally and physically bored quite quickly. So it's very important that you don't see retirement as, oh, well, it's the end and, you know, there's nothing more for me to do, so I'll just sit and do nothing all day and watch the television or wait for someone to do an activity for me. It's just about making sure that should you need assistance, whether it's medical, whether it's physical, whether it's psychological, that assistance is there. Globally, there is a movement to person-centered care, and we have discussed this with my colleague Estelle before on the show. And we really are endeavoring to achieve this at Methodist Homes, and I know a lot of the other retirement facilities around the country are also moving towards a person-centered care program, where it's about understanding you as an individual. So the first thing that one should do when one moves into a retirement village is really get the retirement village to understand you as an individual. What are your likes? What are your dislikes? What's your favorite color? Who are your families? What has been your achievements in life? What have been your challenges in life? Where have you lived? Where did you work? What holidays did you go on? Because as one gets older, it's very important that we keep those memories alive and we keep that stimulation going. So as I said, if you've always been an active physical person, you should be playing bowls or playing tennis or going for walks. If you've always played bridge or enjoyed card games or Sudoku or mind games, you must make sure you continue to do that. All too often, we find that when I walk through the retirement villages, there are people sitting in the chair, either staring at the television or staring into space. And when you take the time to sit down with them and chat to them and talk to them about their life or talk to them about their dreams and what they still want to do in life, there is still an individual behind that person just sitting in the chair. And person-centered care is all about that. It's about understanding you as an individual, and it's about taking the time and the energy to work with you as an individual to make every single day the best possible day for you. Because folks, unfortunately, a lot of you will know that aging is not for sissies, firstly, and secondly, it can be very difficult and it can be very frustrating and it can be very disheartening for many people when certain parts of the body don't work like they used to. Or the mind isn't as sharp as it used to be. And one of our biggest challenges in caring for the aged is to make sure that we keep the physical body as physical and active as possible and alive as possible. But complementing and working with that is to make sure that we keep the mind as active and alive as possible. But that is a two-way street, folks. It's not just about the care worker or the occupational therapist or the nurse coming in and saying, come on, Mr. Smith, let's go for a walk. It's about you, Mr. Smith, saying, I'm going to be committed and I'm going to have a routine and every morning I'm going to go for my walk. Come rain, hail, sunshine. It's about having that routine. But over and above that, it's about having the spontaneity that if we suddenly have an event or today we're making biscuits or we're making cupcakes, that you take the plunge and go and make the cupcakes and be part of that program. it's almost like going back to school or preschool, where the individual is still an individual, but it's human nature that we're reluctant to be part of a activity or program when we're in a group, because, oh no, we don't want to be embarrassed and we're scared that someone's going to look at us or laugh at us. But you've reached the top of your life. You've been successful. You've had your career. You're now at the stage of your life where you can do what you want, when you want, and how you want. You only have to be accountable to you. So person-centered care is also about making sure that there are going to be days where you don't feel like making cupcakes or playing bridge. And that's also okay. But let's make sure that every day is a day filled of activity, filled of inspiration, and filled with opportunities. We also see all too often that when we interview prospective residents that are coming into one of our facilities and they've been on retirement for a number of years and we ask them what their daily program is, many of them will tell us, I wake up, generally an early riser, I make breakfast, I'll watch the television, I will go to the shop on Wednesday because it's pensioners day, and I'll go to the bank on Thursday, and that's my week. And for us, that is a huge concern. Just because you've reached retirement age, it doesn't mean you have to give up and stop living. Living is about doing as much as possible to keep yourself busy. It's about keeping mental stimulation, physical stimulation, and being involved in programs and activities. And even if one is not living in a retirement center right now, there is also a great opportunity for you to start engaging with retirement centers. And every single retirement center is open to having volunteers to come and work with the elderly. And you may be 50, 60, 70, even 80, and still living at home, in your own home, still independent, still driving your car. But you can give a huge amount of love, care, friendship, compassion to a resident in a retirement village, because perhaps their children are not here, they might be overseas. We do have residents where they don't have any children, they don't have any family, and they are in need of just someone to come and spend time with them and be a friend. So listeners, we're also encouraging you to find your local charity, whether it be a retirement village, whether it be the SPCA working with animals, whether it be an environmental club, whether it be Bible study at your local church. As a person who's reached retirement, it's very important that you keep yourself stimulated with a diverse range of activities and programs. So, as I said, we're flying solo today. We're going to take a quick ad break, and we'll come back, and hopefully we've got some callers that have questions relating to retirement villages. This is Kelvin on 60 Plus. We'll be back with you shortly. The Methodist Homes for the Aged provides affordable, secure, and caring accommodation and services to the elderly. We offer a wide variety of accommodation options in secure retirement villages, including rental units, life-right units, frail and mid-care. We also offer specialized care for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. Plan your retirement now. Contact us on 011-787-0330 or visit www.mha.co.za. At Methodist Homes for the Aged, people are our most important asset. Call 011-787-0330.
You're listening to Radio Today. This is Johnny Clegg.
G'day listeners, welcome back to 60 Plus. This is Kelvin Glenn from Methodist Homes, your host for today. As I said earlier, for those of you that have just joined us, I'm flying solo today. My guest, unfortunately, could not make it. If you do want to call in, our number is 011-880-5839. That's our number in studio. If you want to call in, we can take live calls today. Callers, before the break, we were talking about the importance of keeping stimulated and keeping active during the years of retirement. And as I was saying, it's not only about people who are living in retirement villages, but people that have retired that have the time can give back to so many programs and activities in South Africa. We've got our first caller. Welcome to 60 Plus.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
All right, and you?
Good, good. How can we help you today on 60 Plus?
Well, a bit of a tricky one in that my folks are getting a little bit on in years. The time has come for them to consider moving into a retirement resort or a retirement village. And obviously, you know, there are many choices. I personally live in Pretoria, and there are many choices in the area. How do I select which is the best suited home for them? And then secondly, also, I have been on the website, and I'm not quite sure if I wanted to join an MHA waiting list, if I want to put them on a waiting list. Is there a very long waiting period? Is it a national list, or do I have to contact each home individually?
Okay, thank you for your question, Stephen. Look, it's always a tough decision, and it's a tough one for you to convince them, number one, to make that decision. So that's the first thing, is to have the family have a discussion with them. And we always say to listeners is that this is not a quick fix. You're not going to come visit the home and tomorrow we're going to pack them up and dump them. This is a process over a number of months where you start visiting the home, getting them to be comfortable with it, getting them to feel okay about it, getting them to meet other residents. So our philosophy at Methodist Homes, and we hope that other retirement villages are doing the same, is that it's not about putting your name on the waiting list and moving in tomorrow. It's about getting your folks to start to visit the home. A lot of elderly people are resistant to moving into a retirement village, and that is always a challenge. So our first recommendation is get in touch with the home that you think is suitable based on what you've seen on the waiting list that's closest to you, and get them to just come and have a cup of tea, meet residents, see the environment, see the lovely gardens, and hopefully that will sensitize them and get them excited about this next chapter in their life. With regards to the waiting list, it is always a tough one, and it's an open-ended question, because often people will put their names on the waiting list, and then when we contact them, they say, we're not ready because we haven't sold the house, or the kids aren't ready yet because they're still living at home, or no, we're still fit and healthy, come back to us in 2 years' time. So we always say to residents or prospective residents, it's never too early. We generally accept residents from the age of 60 over, but we say to residents, if you're looking at retirement, you should be putting your name down on a waiting list anything from a year to 5 years in advance, depending. The other big question is people say, well, when will a unit become available? We also never know, because it depends when the current resident moves out for whatever reason. So our waiting lists are centralized. We're going into a centralized system now where we will be able to see the waiting lists from all of our 14 facilities. And most of the retirement centers have a centralized system. Unfortunately, there isn't one centralized database for the whole country. You'd have to put your names down at the respective homes. But my recommendation to you is find two or three facilities or retirement villages that your parents like. Take them, let them visit them, and you can always put your name down at multiple facilities. And when the right one comes up, then you will know in your heart and they will know in their heart that it's the right time and the right day.
Right. Another question. If, for instance, they did move into a facility that didn't offer frailty, and 10 or 15 years down the line they do need that facility, would they be able to be moved to a different residence that offers that facility?
In our particular homes, we do offer that facility where, especially if it's a couple that are living in what we call independent living, in a cottage or in a rented unit, or they buy into a retirement village, because some of our retirement villages do not have frail care, you're absolutely right, but 10 of our 14 do have frail care, and if one of them does need frail, and frail, also remember, is not always necessarily a long-term thing. They may fall and break their hip or have an operation and they need post-operative care for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 3 months. They could have a stroke and need care for a limited time. If they are in need of care and the current home that they're living in within the Methodist Homes Group cannot provide that care, we will make sure that they are put into a frail care, or let me correct the wording, that they are offered a bed in the frail care unit closest to that home, because often the other spouse may not need frail care. And obviously if it's long term that the person going to frail care is going to be there for a while, then the spouse would be moved into a facility closest to that frail care. It's always about making sure that we always remember that there is an individual with feelings and emotions that needs love and support behind just the physical body. Dealing with the elderly and with people is very complex because you're dealing with a human being with emotions and feelings. And when there's a couple, you're dealing with more than one person. And if there's children and family like yourselves, obviously you're part of the whole person-centered care program because you're integral in making sure that your parents are happy. And if your parents aren't happy and you aren't happy, we're not doing our job.
Thank you
very much for your call, Stephen, and we wish you well. Please, all our available accommodation is on our website, mha.co.za. And if we do look forward to hosting your parents for a cup of tea at one of our homes, either in Pretoria or closer to where they live.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day. All right, listeners, please, we've got another 10 minutes. So if anybody else wants to give us a call, it's 011-880-5839. And this is why calls are important, because we can prepare for the radio show, but it's only when we get calls that we can answer the questions that possibly you had or that you were thinking about. So listeners, it's also very important that you make sure that you start having the discussion, that it is a process, and it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. It's a big decision. The last thing we want is residents that feel that they've made the wrong decision. We always say to our team, the best way of measuring success in caring for the elderly is happy residents and happy staff make a happy home. And home being the operative word, in all of our training and work with our team, and note we say the word team, not staff, whether it's a cleaner, a catering lady, the driver, the gardener, the manager, the bookkeeper, the receptionist, the nurse, the matron, we always say we work in our residence home. They do not live in our place of work. When you choose to move into retirement center, and specifically the day when it comes that you're in need of frail care, it's a very, 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 very emotional and psychological step that one needs to take. And it's a very unsure journey because you're going into the unknown. And especially when it comes to frail care, it can be very difficult if you're dependent on other people to look after you. The days when you have to go into incontinent products or what we know as nappies. If you need help with feeding, if you need help with bathing, if you need help with walking. There's nothing more difficult than a resident who's frustrated because they know in their mind that they're still fine, but their body has got old and they can't walk by themselves anymore. And that's where it's important that the care staff in the facility you choose focuses on your every need and focuses on making sure that the place that you've chosen you can truly call home. It's also extremely difficult when a resident has to move into frail care or if they get dementia or Alzheimer's and they're no longer living on their own, in their own space with their own things, but sometimes they may need to share a room with another resident. That's also very difficult because you've got a fully grown adult that's lived their full life, that's been had a very successful life, and now they're dependent on other people to bath them, feed them, walk them, help them. And we find that's the biggest challenge, is making sure that we continuously remind ourselves that our residents are our most important asset because we're there to care for them. And we choose to work in their home. They don't choose to live in our place of work. And we drum that into our team all the time. And that's the important thing, is that it's home. So we also encourage residents, when you move, don't chuck everything out, because those photographs, those memories, those little things are so, so important. And it's very important to keep those memories alive and those memoirs. So don't feel that the day you move into a retirement village or you move into a frail care that you have to pack one bag of clothes and that's the rest of your life. It's not. All it means is that you've come to a stage in your life where you need assistance with certain things. And as I said earlier, it's sometimes the body that goes before the mind, or vice versa, or both. And we know it's a difficult journey. We understand. We can never understand the frustration of what you're going through, but our job is to make sure that we help you to the best of our ability to make sure you have quality of life, and that when you close your eyes every night, you've had a good day, you've had quality of life, You've enjoyed your time in our retirement village. You've been cared for with love, unconditional compassion and care. And that's something that we work hard on. And we hope that our colleagues in the other retirement villages are focusing on the same, because it is difficult for a resident when you get to that stage of your life where you're dependent on others before you can help yourself. So, folks, we do hope that we've given you a little bit of food for thought. So to recap on today's show, it's very important that you start doing your research, start planning, start talking to your loved ones about what's going to happen when we do need to move. Start looking around. And I know at Methodist Homes, if you give us a call and say, can we just come for a cup of tea and see the village, you're more than welcome anytime. If you've got the spare time and the capacity, come and volunteer at one of our villages. And if you can't volunteer at one of our villages, go and volunteer at your favorite charity, whether it's a preschool, an animal shelter, an environmental program, or a facility for the elderly. It's so reassuring when we have people who come and share with our residents and just spend time with them. It puts a smile on their face that is priceless. And the twinkle in their eye and the sparkle back in their eye, because their day can be very, very rudimentary and very structured. So a visit or a guest that comes and plays a card game with them or brings them a rose out the garden can make such a difference in their lives. There are many folks in many retirement facilities across the country that do not have family or do not have family close enough that can give them that personal touch and care daily. So if you've got the time, give back, because we do hope that one day when you're in a retirement facility, somebody else will come and give back to you. So folks, it is important you start having the discussion, you start embracing the thought of one day having to go into a retirement village, because one day it might happen, and sometimes it happens sooner than later, unfortunately, but at least you've started psychologically and physically preparing for it. Most importantly, talk to your loved ones, talk to your family, and you really have to choose a facility that talks to your heart, that touches your heart, that you know you're going to be comfortable calling this place home, and you're going to enjoy living there, and you're not going to regret your decision, because that's the worst thing for us, is if we have a resident that doesn't enjoy living at one of our facilities. So irrespective of what facility it is, you need to find the facility that's going to work for you physically, as far as what it offers, as far as what you're capable of doing for yourself. And also, as our caller said earlier, the one day is that if you do need to move into frail care, does it have that facility or a sister organization that can help when that happens? So folks, we're going to sign off now. This is Kelvin Glynn for 60 Plus. We'll be back next Thursday, 1:30, talking everything retirement. And we do hope that you've enjoyed today's show. And again, apologize, we're flying solo, but we hope we've given you food for thought. If you do need to get hold of us, the office number is 011-787-0330. That number again, 011-787-0330. Our website is www.mha.co.za. Enjoy your week, be blessed, and we'll see you next week.
needs. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me?